is a productive year or a non-productive year for you, based upon how you handle these principles and how you apply them in your life. Y'all ready to get to this? Now, Jesus here in St. John 15, he was trying to get his disciples prepared for life without him physically present. God, my brothers and sisters, will always prepare us to grow in him. And that's what he was doing over these last few chapters. As a matter of fact, St. John chapter number 13 all the way through to St. John chapter number 17 is considered in scripture as the upper room discourse. It's considered as the Last Supper interaction. When Jesus was there right before he was about to be crucified, he had his disciples around the table and he was sharing with them principles on how they were going to be successful in his absence. He was preparing them for his departure. And tonight he's preparing us for his return. He was trying to teach them how to live when he left, but now he's going to try to teach us tonight through the unction of his Holy Spirit on how we should live anticipating his return. That's what he's doing. In this particular discourse, this chapter 13 through 17, he does several things. First of all, he exposes Judas. He says, one of y'all tonight is the devil among us. And everybody started trying to figure out who it was. Y'all remember that story. He also, in this discourse, taught them about servanthood, because the Bible says he got up from the table at one point and he girded himself with the towel and began to wash his disciples' feet, teaching them how to live, that the greatest among us is not the one with the title or the position, but the greatest among us are those who are willing to serve. He began to foretell of Peter's denial. He told him that somebody in this room tonight, before the cock crows, is going to deny me three times. See that? And he shares with Peter. He says, Peter, after you have fallen away, restore your brothers. See that? Because God always has restoration on his mind for man when we fall into a backslidden state. He wants us to know how we can live successfully. He deals with three aspects of relationships. Number one, if you're taking notes, he deals with our relationship with God the Father. He deals with our relationships with one another. He deals with our relationship with the world, how we are to be separate and distinct from the world. In chapter 15, in which we're going to study tonight, he uses the simile of a vine dresser and he paints a picture of his disciples on being productive citizens of the kingdom. That's what he does over these next few. He teaches them, watch this, by using this principle that all of them are aware of. Jesus understood that everybody in that day understood agriculture. He was living in an agrarian society, so they understood how to tend and how to keep gardens. And so Jesus began to give them this particular simile here in St. John chapter number 15. And nestled into this particular discourse, we find these secrets that if we would apply, our lives would go to another level. Here it is. Write the first one down. The first secret that he shares tonight, that he's revealing to us, is that the secret to living is fruit bearing. The secret to you living, because Jesus says, I have come that you might have what? And have it what? More abundantly. He says, okay, now the secret to you living is fruit bearing. See, Jesus established the relationship, first of all, that I am the vine, you are the branches. Watch this metaphor he's painting. He says, my Father is the vine dresser. Y'all see the relationship? See, first relationship, Jesus is the vine. Second relationship, we are extensions of the vine. We are the branches. God is the vine dresser, or the keeper of the garden. And what he's telling us in this particular analogy is that it is his will that every branch bear fruit. Every person that is connected to Jesus, he's saying the way that you're going to know that you are successful and prosperous is that you're going to have fruit to show for it. Watch this now. I'm going to make it plain. In other words, he is saying every Christian, every person that put their faith in Jesus Christ, they're going to fall into one or two categories. Either they're going to be bearing or barren. Either they're going to be bearing fruit that testifies that they are alive, or they are going to be barren with no fruit to show for the works in which they give. Now, barrenness, my brothers and sisters, is a product of the devil. The devil wants all of us in this room tonight, he wants us to be barren. Barren is a voided state. Barren is a unproductive state. Barren is a joyless position in life. It's a position of frustration and dissatisfaction. Now, barren is when nothing in your life is growing. And Jesus is saying every Christian is going to fall in one or two categories this year based on how you interact with these principles. Either you're going to be bearing or you're going to be barren. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor tonight and say, God wants you to bear fruit. Amen. Yes, he does. He says, see, more than anything else, God is saying you got to make it up in your mind that this year I will bear some fruit. Now, how are you going to bear fruit? See, he gives us this analogy. He says the way that you bear fruit is that you have to, watch this, understand your relationship, that you are a branch. And a branch cannot bear fruit in and of itself. That the only fruit that is produced on the branch comes from its connection to the vine. Are y'all following this today? He says, so no lasting fruit can be produced in your life outside of you being connected to Jesus Christ. See, fruitfulness is a place of satisfaction. It's a place of fulfillment. It's a place of contentment because you're seeing productivity in your life. Hallelujah. That's what fruitfulness is. Now, let me help you, because just because you don't see anything on the vine don't mean you're not fruitful. So right now we have to grow up in our faith. Just because you didn't get a new job or a new car or a new outfit, that doesn't mean you're unproductive or barren. Because sometimes the fruit bearing process happens underground before it happens above ground. I wish I was hearing what I was saying today. And so Jesus is telling them, everybody that's connected to me, when you do a inventory of your life, you're going to be able to see I'm making some progress. I'm being productive. Now, the problem is you can't measure your productivity based on your brother or sister that's sitting next to you. Because all of us are in different stages of the fruit-bearing process. Some of us are having fruit above ground, but others of us are cultivating the ability to produce fruit underground. Look at your neighbor and say, it's going on the inside right now. Amen. Tell them it ain't manifested yet, but tell them it's on the inside right now. See that? See, the other day, y'all remember a few years ago, year and a half ago now, it snowed in Hammond. How many of y'all remember that? It snowed in Hammond. Y'all remember we had a white Christmas. I think that was about 2 years ago. Had a white Christmas, right? Trenise told me, look, the weatherman says it's going to snow. You need to get out there and cover them rose bushes. Right in front of our house, we got some roses, right? And, you know, I'm like a typical man. Girl, it ain't gonna snow. Ain't nobody going to snow. This Hammond, it ain't going to snow in Hammond. And lo and behold, guess what happened? And every husband hates to hear his wife say these words, what? Told you so. It happened in your house too, huh? And so I'm sitting there like, man, what's going to happen? Now, all of the roses now, after the snow has sat on it for several days, I come back outside, ain't got nothing but sticks. Number sticks. And I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, I can't go out like this. I told her wasn't nothing going to happen to the roses. And so I called a lady on the phone. I said, listen, all this stuff has dried up. Do I need to pull these up and plant some more? She says, no, because just because you don't see something happening on the top don't mean it's not happening on the bottom. She says, so what you have to do is you have to wait a little while. She says, and as the weeks go by and as the season change, that thing that was on the bottom is going to start pushing its way to the top. And I said, boy, I got a revelation from that, because some of us, we want to hurry up and cut down those things in our lives that we think are unproductive just by looking on the surface. But you got to begin to look on the inside, because the real fruit that Jesus produces is not produced on the outside first, it's produced on the inside first. I wish y'all was hearing this today. And some of y'all, if you would look back over your life in 2012 in January and look back to where you were in 2011 in January, you're going to have to bear witness that I'm making progress. Come on, some of you, by the mere fact, on a Wednesday night, you sitting up in Bible study, you know you're making progress. Some of you right now, you can control your temper better now. You don't go off on folks as much. Why? Because something is being produced on the inside that's helping me to control what's going on the outside. Touch somebody and say, it's underground right now. It's underground right now. But the Bible says, if you would just remain patient, it shall come forth, and God is going to bless you with fruit above ground. See, that's what happened. See, the real fruit that is producing us through Jesus Christ, watch this. See, the branch can't produce anything of its own. So the way you know that it's spiritual fruit is that you had nothing to do with its productivity in your life besides you staying connected to Jesus. Go with me to Galatians 5 and 22. Write that down in your margin. We're going to throw it up on the screen. Amen. Look at somebody and say, I'm bearing fruit. I'm bearing fruit. Amen. Come on, think about it now. Some of y'all making progress now. Don't you let the devil make you think you don't have any progress going on in your life. No, some of you, I've seen you. You have come from a mighty and a mighty long way. Because look what he says. He says the fruit of the Spirit, the thing that Jesus has produced in your life, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Watch this. Because some of y'all right now, you loving better than you were 6 months ago. Oh, come on. Don't y'all fake me out now. See, some of y'all used to be like me. You used to only love folks that loved you back. But now that Jesus was on the inside of you, now you love people despite what they even do to you. Come on, don't play with me like that. And even when you try to be mean and hateful to people because you got so much Holy Ghost on the inside of you, what has to happen now is the Holy Ghost make you go and apologize and they don't even know you did them anything. Why? Because I'm growing and I'm producing in love. He says the fruit of the Spirit is love. That the thing that Jesus can produce and you can't produce on your own is joy. That you're walking around now happy for no reason at all. You didn't get nothing for Christmas, but you cooler than a cucumber. Because now I got a joy on the inside of me that the world can't take away from me. I wish I had more of y'all that had this joy that was going on the inside. That now when stuff happening in my life, it don't destroy my peace. Because God is producing a peace on the inside of me that in every situation, I'm still able to remain calm and collected. Look, touch your neighbor right now and say, you're growing, you're growing, you're growing. Yes, you are. You're growing. Look what he says. He says, long suffering. Long suffering. Long suffering. That now, yeah, you don't cuss as much as you used to. Amen. Touch neighbor, say, I'm making progress. I'm making progress. Come on. I'm going to teach a message next month. Y'all got to be here called Tongue Pierced on how we got to get our tongue pierced with the word of God so we can speak those things that are life to us. Touch your neighbor right now. Say, I'm getting delivered. Amen. As a matter of fact, let's speak those things that are. Lift your hands right now. Say, I'm delivered from that spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I don't even cuss no more. Amen. Especially not on Sundays and Wednesdays. Amen. Long suffering is being produced in you. Now you have patience with people you couldn't stand. Now you have patience with folks, watch this, that used to say the right thing every time and just throw you off. Because something is being produced on you. Look what he says. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Look what he says in verse number 23. He says in verse number 23, gentleness. Here it is, the big one. Self-control. Touch your neighbor, say, I'm growing, I'm growing, I'm growing. Tell him I ain't there yet. Tell him, keep on praying for him. Tell him that's why I'm in Bible study, because I ain't got it all together. I still need some stuff being produced in my life. He says, against such there is no law. He says, there's no remedy. There's nothing you can buy on the internet to cause you to be more long-suffering. The only way you get this is by being connected to Jesus Christ. That there's nothing you can buy, watch this, at a doctor's office to help you love people that don't mean you no good. The only way you get this is by being connected to Jesus Christ. And the fact that you are able to love those who don't love you back, it means that God is doing something in your life. Come on, the holidays just got through. Some of y'all done went by your mama house and you know that one person that would always get on your nerves, but this year you was able to sit at the table and smile at them. Why? Because God was producing something in your life. See, whenever you see a tree that is bearing fruit, you know it's alive. Whenever you see something producing, something that is growing in your life, you know it's alive. Now, you might have difficulties. You might have disagreements. You might even have to battle some things in your life, but if you're still producing fruit, that means God ain't through with you yet. Oh, that's my testimony tonight, y'all, that no matter what's going on in my life, I can see God's hand at work in and through it all. See, the secret to living is fruit bearing. And this year, I speak this over your life, you're going to bear some fruit. This year, God's going to do a work in you that when you look back, you're going to say, Lord, I'm better at the end of 2012 than when the year started. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, you better receive that. You better receive that. That this year, listen, y'all, I know the one that you can't forgive. God is saying, I'm going to do a work on the inside of you because I'm going to produce a fruit that's going to let you know you still connected to me. Touch somebody right now and say, he wants you to bear fruit. Amen. This year, you're going to control your tongue. This year, you ain't going to be so mean. This year, you're going to learn the fruit of kindness, that you're going to be patient with other people. This year, God is going to cause you to bear fruit. Now, one of the most important parts of fruit bearing, of producing, is pruning. Now, let me help you. You just said, I'm going to bear fruit. I'm going to bear fruit. All right. See, in order for a vine and a branch to bear fruit, there has to be some pruning. Because pruning is a part of producing. Come on, let's say it together. Say, pruning is a part of producing. See, a good vine dresser, it takes that vine dresser at least 3 years to get proficient with the process of pruning. The vine dresser has to spend some time with the vine and the branches. It has to see the vine and the branches go through different seasons. It has to be with them through the fall, has to be with them through the summer, has to be with them through the winter, so that in certain seasons, the vine dresser knows when to cut, knows what to cut or who to cut, and knows how to cut. Boy, I wish I was getting this today. See, God now is the vine dresser. Don't forget the relationship. And God now is faithful to us in every season. Hallelujah. He's not just faithful in the spring season of your life when you're growing, but he's even faithful in that cold season of your life when it seems like nothing is going on because he's spending time with you. See, every good vine dresser, watch this. They know when to cut. They know what to cut. They know who to cut. Hallelujah. And they know how to cut. See, I'm glad God don't give y'all the spiritual scissors, because you might not cut me like God's cut me. Because if any of you ever had to trim back your ivies, you know you got to cut them on an angle, because how you cut them determines how they're going to grow. Hallelujah. And some of us are so cutthroat that we like to cut folks off the wrong way where it doesn't stimulate growth. God says, I'm not like that. He says, when I cut you back, it's always so that you can go forward. Because pruning is a part of the producing process. See, we have to be able to see God in every season of our life.